Welcome back, podcast listeners, to an episode of Politics for Lazy Dummies. I'm your host, Michael. This episode is going to be on North Korea. Is it real? I'm afraid so it is. Let's backtrack a little bit. Back in the 1950s, of course, the Korean Peninsula was at war with the South, North, and the South. America, of course, intervened, and the Eisenhower administration, they signed a ceasefire with North Korea. So ultimately, that's how North and South Korea was constructed, out of the ceasefire. And for those of you who don't know what a ceasefire is, that means that the war continues, but there won't be active fighting. Just pretty much what it is, the ceasefire, just stop firing. So this entire time, for the last, 60 years, 60 plus years, the war has gone on. And you know what the war is of? It's the most basic war there is. Communism against capitalism. North Korea against South Korea. You know who we're backing? We're backing South Korea. North Korea, there's people dying left and right. There's trucks that come and pick up starving people. Kim Jong-un has been telling people there's a new eating plan. You'll only to eat two meals a day. Two meals a day for the whole country. Imagine that. He is the supreme leader. Every radio, TV will go around him. Anybody talking bad about the supreme leader will be dealt with. He's killed off family members, top generals, you name it, he's done it. If he feels like you're a threat to his leadership or his authority, he will have you killed. Plain and simple. If you visit North Korea, which I don't know why people do, but you're subject to kidnapping if they deem you being a spy, whether you are a spy or not. But anyway, why haven't we addressed this this problem in the past? We probably should have. Instead of going to maybe like Iraq, Afghanistan, which those missions were important as far as taking out the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Taking out that part, that terrorist group in those countries, were important. But rebuilding those countries, this is something we actually can get behind before they had a nuclear bomb. Because there's such suffering in North Korea. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you can imagine. North Korea, not South Korea. The same. They share the same peninsula. Okay? South Koreans have been measured to be 4 inches taller than their North Korean counterparts because of the malnutrition. People that defect from North Korea, starving, malnutrition, they don't catch a break until they cross the border. This has been going on for way too long. And now, of course, a nuclear North Korea makes it a lot harder, because when you have a dictator like Kim Jong-un, who we have currently, it's going to make it a lot harder to go into North Korea, because he's capable of anything now, isn't he? But we have put in some strong sanctions on him. Strong sanctions, strongest than he's ever had. So he's going to react to it. And he might just mobilize a force to take over South Korea. And that's when it'll be on, like Donkey Kong. When he starts this war, it won't be finished until somebody's the victor. And it can't be him. It won't be him. There's too many countries he's going to have to conquer outside of his little peninsula to win. And it's not going to happen. But are we picking a fight with North Korea? Not really. All we're doing is standing up for ourselves. North Korea has been doing these testings whenever they want over Japan and, you know, in all sorts of oceans, to seeing the range of their missiles, to try to assert their strength or dominance in the world. And for the most part, in the Obama era, we've let them. Oh, just go ahead, no problem. We're not going to even talk about it. We're going to talk about it like you didn't even exist. We'll show you. We'll show you. All you do is empower these dictators. All these bullies sometimes know is a fist to the face. Now, of course, this fist to the face will cost, oh my God, a lot of North Koreans their lives. But you know what? Is it a time for them to stop suffering? It may be. It may be their destiny. But it's getting kind of scary with all the testing he's doing. If he hits any land, and President Trump has said this already, he hits any neighboring land testing his sites, it will be on, and he will mobilize really quickly the American military's might. But no, this has been going on way too long. Before him, his dad, I mean, dictators only know one thing. They only know one thing, and that's brute force. I mean, look at Hugo Chavez and his dictatorship in Venezuela. He had to die for that, you know, for him to lose power. And people were crying. People have their little, you know, baseball players had their mask for Hugo Chavez. And now, look how much they're suffering in Venezuela. And I'll say because of him, because I tell you, man, socialism doesn't work. Communism doesn't work. Supreme leaders don't work. I don't know why people, they've been trying time and time again. It never works. But you know what? North Korea, they're not going to go anywhere. This guy is not even 30 yet. North Korea is not going to stand up against them. They don't. What does that mean? Stand up against the leader? You want me to die? I can't even have this thought. Maybe I should just turn myself in. I mean, it's not going to happen. But there's people suffering in North Korea. They're suffering big time. And these sanctions, it doesn't make it even easier. But you know what? I mean, starvation bring up an uprising in North Korea? It may, but I mean, these people are just so malnourished. I don't know if they can put up such a fight. Just, I mean, it seems like a no-win. But you know what? This is something that's been staring us in the face for years. For years. Since the 50s. And ever so often, you know, the United States is, of course, against communism, has been trying to fight communism. But I think this is a war that needs to be had at some point of our lives. But a nuclear North Korea doesn't make it easy. It doesn't make it easy. And they're going to be there. They're going to be there. They're not going away anywhere. And these sanctions may have started a war that may be coming up in the next couple of years. You never know. But as always, guys, if you like, love, or hate this podcast, share it with your friends. Follow me on Facebook. Look me up on Twitter. This is Politics for Lazy Dummies. I'm your host, Michael. Peace.